organization's database, and it has multiple agents around. Mm-hmm. You can configure, actually all builds are driven by agents.
Oh, right. So you can put an agent of TeamCity on any machine that you, in a grid or servers that you have.
Sure. You can even install multiple agents on the same machine.
Okay.
Like, you know, on a virtual machine, whatever.
Okay. So
whatever.
Okay.
So you don't on a machine, on a different machine on the network as well?
Yeah, there's a network.
Of course.
Yeah,
for example, you have a project which should be built on different environments. You install agents on different environments, and you can build your builds on each environment, which it should be built.
That's what I was asking.
Right.
Good.
So TeamCity, what's the differences between that and Hudson then, and what more does TeamCity have?
Yeah, I was telling about the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think the biggest difference is that it's better integrated into IDE.
Okay.
I demonstrated is all
into
about this. Yeah.
JetBrain into IDE, right?
Not only IDE, also for Eclipse and Visual Studio.
All right, Visual Studio. Okay.
And the same way.
Okay.
So in Eclipse, you will see inspections, results, duplicates, and in upcoming release, you will see only coverage data.
So you manage builds for C Sharp as well, Ben?
Sure.
If you say Visual Studio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
We have multiple runners, I can show you.
So does it also check software out from Subversion or GitHub, and it just builds
the
agents?
It's about 10 version control systems, including Subversion, Perforce, Git, and many others.
Yeah.
So here is the list of build systems we support.
Okay, so there's Gradle, there's IntelliJ.
Gradle, Rake.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
Command line, whatever. It's .NET runners, Visual Studio Solution Runner.
Yeah.
FXCuff.
Is that
FXCuff is like find bugs.
Find bugs. Okay.
For .NET.
For .NET. Okay. Yes. Right.
It's quite a lot.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it looks relatively the same. A web server interface, and what about collaboration? Does it differ in collaboration with team members? How do you get notifications when a build fails and that?
Yeah, TeamCity has a flexible notification system. You can configure notifications for a concrete person very well. So you can skip something. I'll show you.
Okay.
For example,
my goodness, I see Maven 2.0, JMOC.
Also, it has audit.
Audit. Oh, yeah. So audit is
audit. It has a rich permission model.
Yeah.
With the roles.
Yeah. Okay.
Like for different users.
So it's like project management and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, my settings, notification rules. Currently, it's configured to notify me of builds with my change.
Okay. So when it fails.
And in which cases? Build fails. Build fails to start.
Yeah. Huh?
Notify when the first error occur.
Responsibility
change. We have also responsibilities.
Ah.
You can assign responsibilities for any problem in a build.
Okay.
So for example, you see a build start failing.
Uh-huh.
You can track it to change which could possibly bring this failure. You can assign a person for this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, thanks very much for that. Yeah, that was JetBrains.